Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabosei. Today's daf is Psochim daf Dalet. I almost said Erevin. But we are here at the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. We had just been talking about how important it is to have a clean speech, to be careful on what you say. And we will record a couple examples of that. So the Gemara says, Rav bar Achua Rabbi Chia Ubar Achte. Rav was the son of Rabbi Chia's brother and Rabbi Chia's sister. Now, how does that work? That doesn't mean that there was some family incest going on, Rashi explains. That's simply that Rav's parents were step siblings. Meaning Rabbi Chia had two step, well, I guess for Rabbi Chia, they were half siblings, but the two siblings themselves were steps, meaning the father had the son from another marriage and the mother had a daughter from another marriage, and then that father and mother had Rabbi Chia. So for Rabbi Chia, they were half brother and sister, but for them themselves, right, they were steps. So they were not related whatsoever. They can get married, that's no problem. And their son was Rav. So Kisalik Ohasim, when Rav went to Eretz Yisrael, so Amalei, so they asked him, Ivo Kayem, Ivo was the name of his father, I mean Rabbi Chia's brother. He said, is Ivo alive? So Amalei, so he said back to him, well, Ima Kayemis? Mother's alive. So Amalei, Ima Kayemis? They said, is your mother alive? So Amalei, Ivo Kayem, father, Ivo is alive. Now Rashi tells us of Machokas in terms of what exactly was going on over here. Obviously, what he was trying to do, he was trying to get around the question. He didn't want to say, no, both my mother and my father have passed away. That's what Rav didn't want to say. So, but Rashi says that what he meant was, you should have asked me about my mother when you asked about his father, and when he asked about his mother, he should have said, you should ask me about my father. And he was trying to get around it. Tosos was saying that that he was talking about his own father, meaning that Rabbi Chia was asking about his father. And Rav said that his own father was still alive. Meaning, they were talking about different people. Okay, meaning, long story short, Rav skirted the question and didn't want to give, he didn't want to be the bearer of bad news. So Amalei L'shamei, so Rabbi Chia, as soon as he kind of figured out what was going on over here, he said to his servant, Chalutz li minali, take off my shoes, v'holech keili, or kelai, v'chorei l'beis ha-merchatz, and take my clothing, take my stuff, to the bathhouse. And so Gemara says, Shema minatzlas. Right, so we see from here, right, three things. Like, again, what was going on? Just to ruin it for you. So basically, this was something called the Shmur Rechoka, that Rabbi Chia, after 30 days, if you hear of a person's passing, of a relative's passing, right, they were his half-brother and sister. So there's an avelis that's a short avelis, shortened avelis, it's not full shiva. That's A. And B, right, it's in general, well, I guess we could read it, but in general, it's not mutter for an avel to wash himself. So why was he going to the bathhouse afterwards? So the Gemara says, Shema Minah Tzlas. We learned three halachos from this story. Shema Minah, first of all, Avel Asur Benin El Sasandel, that an Avel is not allowed to wear shoes. Shema Minah, we also learned that Shmur Rechoka Inu Neheges Eli Omechad, that if a person hears that a relative was nifter after 30 days, he only keeps one day of Avelis. And also, Shema Minah Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo. And we also hear that you don't have to even keep that entire one day, right? You can just keep a little bit of it, and that's considered to be the entire day, right? Mitzvah Hayom, part of the day, Kekulo, is considered to be the entire day. And that's how Rabbi Chia was able to say, all right, I'm going to observe Avelis for a little bit, but then I'll meet you at the bathhouse a little bit later on today, because right, his Avelis would be up. Okay, Ahud Amar Dono Dini. If someone who's there was someone who was very eager to go to Beis Din about stuff, and Amrei, they said Shmami Nami Dun Kasi. It must be if he's so eager to go to Beis Din, he comes from Dun, Sheva Dun, right? This week's parsha. Well, not really, but meaning Dun is born in this week's parsha. Anyway, Dechtiv Dun Yadin Amo Keachach Yiftei Yisrael. Right, Dun judged Am Yisrael. So if someone who wants to run to Beis Din, he must be from Sheva Dun, because that's not a normal thing to do. Ahud to have it right. People want to avoid going to Beis Din. Ahud have a ka'azil v'amar akif yama asisi asisani birasa. There was a guy going around saying, when I retire, or not necessarily when he retires, but he wanted to build a beach house on the beach, right? A vacation spot on the beach. So Badku, they checked, v'ashkechu de mizvulun kazi. They found out that he was actually from Zvulun. Dechtiv, because the pasuk says, Zvulun lechof yamim ishkon, right? Zvulun will live on the chof. Chof literally means the beach, right? They will live on the seas. So that person also, right, kind of, because he used to say that stuff, so you see that was indicative of where he was from. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara is about proper speech. So now the Gemara goes back to the topic at hand. Right, now that we said that really there's no machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, that in terms of what orlar ba'asar means, everybody agrees that you check, do bidikas chametz at night. So michti. So let's see. Being the Rav Yehuda, being the Rav Meir, chametz eino asar elamishe shalos olamala. We're going to quote a machlokas later on the daf that you know when what exactly the procedure is for Erev Pesach, when chametz is usher, when do you burn it, etc. But regardless of, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, right, they argue later, but they agree that chametz is usher after the sixth hour. Midaraisa, chametz is usher after the sixth hour. Right, Midarabana, we make that earlier, and that's the machlokas, but Midaraisa, chametz is usher after the sixth hour of the day in Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, so Vinivdok Bishis, why do we do bedikas chametz at night? Why don't we just check in the sixth hour, right before chametz becomes usher? Right, it's very strange to check at night and tomorrow morning. Right, what do you do? Erev Pesach or for breakfast? Right, you have the best chametz you can find. Right, you kind of keep a little bit for like geschmack, like a last taste of chametz before you go a week without it. So the Gemara says, so why don't we check right before it becomes usher? V'chitema's using maktim the mitzvos. So if you tell me, it's good to do mitzvos as early as possible. So nivdok mitzavra, right? just check in the morning. Right, early in the morning. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Uveyam Hashmini Yimol Besar Laso, right? Again, the eighth day, this is not related to Pesach, but the concept of Zrizi Makdimen, we learn from a bris, right? We said that in the eighth day, you should do a bris mila for a son. V'tanya will enter a brisa, Kol Yom Kulu Kasher L'mila. You can really do it any day, right? Any hour of the day on the eighth day. Elish Zrizi Makdimen L'mitzvos, right? But Zrizi Makdimen. Shnemar Vayishkem Avram Baboker, Avram got up early in the morning. Right, again, to go do the mitzvah, right? To go to Ekedas Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mishah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim Bevateihem. So why do we do B'dikah at night? Because at night, people are home. Right? That's A. And B, V'or Haner Yafel L'B'dikah. And candlelight is extra good for a B'dikah, to check. Meaning the candlelight is most effective at nighttime. Right, during the daytime it's easier for you to see, but if you're really checking your house, you got to get down behind the TV and around behind the fridge and underneath the cabinet like this, so the daylight doesn't really help you. Right, you need a candlelight, and candlelight is most effective when it is dark all around. So Amar Abaye Hilkach, therefore Hait Suvim Mirabanan Lo Liftach Beidne Beorta Ditlasa. Therefore, a Talmud Chacham shouldn't start learning, shouldn't start having a learning seder on the night of the 13th. Denagia Bay, sorry, meaning at the end of the 13th day, which is the Erev 14th day, called Dilma Mishcha Lo Shmeitza V'asei Le'mnuim Mitzvah. Right, because maybe his learning will preoccupy him and he'll get so distracted that he will refrain and forget to do B'dikas Chametz. Right, Halavai, we should all get to that level. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They asked the following from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir Bayis Chaviru Barabasar. Let's say you rent your house to your friend. You rent a house to somebody on the 14th of Pesach. Right, this may seem strange, and if you're listening to this in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very common for people to, pre-COVID anyway, for people to rent out their homes for, let's say, people who are coming to Eretz Yisrael for the Chag. Right, instead of going to a hotel where it costs a bajillion dollars, you rent somebody's home for a few thousand shekel. It's worth it for the family if they have somewhere to go. My brother-in-law does this, or did it a couple times. Right, he rents out his house for, 10 days or so. He goes to, my father-in-law's place for Pesach. They pack it up, and it's worth it for them, right? It's not a fortune for the family coming in, but the money, the money is good enough that it's worth it for them to pack up the entire house. Or whatever. Or another case where, let's say, you just have a vacation rental, right? Someone's coming for Yontif. So you rent out a house on the 14th of Nisan. Meaning you're supposed to check at night of the 14th, but the family's coming 14th in the morning. So al mi livdok, who does bedikas chametz? Al maskir livdok, right? Is it on the renter, the owner, the guy who's renting out the property? Dechamira didehu, because he owns the house, right? And presumably any food that's in the house belongs to him. Odilma, or maybe al socher livdok, maybe the not the renter. It's a confusing. Maybe the tenant, that's the best word, maybe the tenants should check, Right, the Surah B'Shuzikai, because now he's going to be, it's going to be his Rishus, it's going to be his domain for the next, you know, week or 10 days or whatever, however long it is. So Gemara says, Tashma, let's figure it out. Hamaskir Vayit L'Chavero, if you rent a house to your friend, so Allah Socher Laslos Lo Mezuzah. The tenant needs to put it the mezuzah. So maybe the tenant should have to do it here as well. So Gemara says, no, Hasam Ha Amar of Mesharshia, Mezuzah Chovas Hadarhi. No, because Mezuzah, that's not a good proof. The Mezuzah is an obligation of the person living there. And you know, mezuzah, you know, all these types of Rashi over here says, yeah. I mean, Rashi even brings it right four lines down in the wide lines. Chovas hadar lefishehi mishamraso. Right, a mezuzah, you know, Chazal say it protects a person, the people who are living there. Right, if you don't live there, so you have no chiyuv of mezuzah whatsoever. So that's not a good proof. So hachamai, right? What's the deal with chametz? So Amar Lahu, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to him, so Tanina, what did Rabbi say? Hamaskir b'ayis lechavero, ad shelo maser lo maftechos chal arba asar. If you didn't give him the keys yet, and meaning on the night of the 14th, who has the keys? If you have not given him the keys yet, meaning the owner still has the keys, so then ala maskir livgo. Then the owner of the property has to do the bedika. Vim mishem maser lo maftechos. If you gave him the keys already, and then chalar basar, and then the 14th came, meaning if at the night of the 14th the renter, the tenant had the keys already, so then ala socher livgo. Then he has to check. Okay. Vominimer of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir b'ayis lechaveru bar basar cheskoso baduk o ein cheskoso baduk. If someone rents a house, again, an apartment to a friend on the 14th of Nisan, do we presume, is there a chazaka? Do we assume that the house has been checked already or not? So Gemara says, well, am I naf gemina? Who cares? So the Gemara says, meaning lishale. Right? You just go call up the owner and ask him. So, no, obviously, back in the day, they didn't have phones. So the case is, delese lahai lishluye. I mean, he's not around. You're not able to ask him. So what's the deal? So the question is, la truche lahai mai. Do we make the guy check again? I mean, do we make the tenant check again, or do we assume that that's been checked already? So Amar Lahu Rav Nachman Yitzchak, tini tu, we learned that kol nemanim al abir chametz, afilu nashim, afilu avadim, afilu ketanim. Everybody is believed in terms of whether, you know, chametz was destroyed and getting rid of, even nashim avadim ketanim, who are technically not qualified for edus, for testimony, but we believe them anyway. So Gemara says, my time of mehemne. Why do we believe them? Lav mishum dechazkasu baduk is not because they're backed up by a chazaka that the house has already been checked. Dechazavar akol chaverim etzal bidikas chametz, because we assume that everyone is a chaver in terms of bidikas chametz. Now this phrase of being a chaver is usually found by Tomentara and maybe by Maestros, but basically it means that it's contrasted with an Ama Aretz, who is not trusted and believed in terms of whatever halacha we're talking about. The chaver is, you know, basically a code word for someone we trust regarding Bidikas Chametz. So what that phrase means, that everybody is assumed to be trustworthy because of, we assume that even the Ama Aretzim, right, know to get rid of Chametz on Pesach. So everybody is trusted. In even women, even children, even avodim. So the Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Chever Shemes Veniach Megura Malei Aperos. The Brisa says, just to illustrate what this means, what this concept of a chaver is, if a Talmud Chacham, if a chaver passes away and he leaves over a silo filled with produce, so afilu him b'nei yomani, even if it was put there on that day, tarei him b'cheskas mizukanim, we assume that they were fixed, meaning we assume that he took Chumas and Maestros, and someone who's careful about halacha, we assume that he took care of it. So maybe over here as well, we assume that the house was checked already, and everybody, you know, is trustworthy to say, I mean, you know, that we assume that the house was checked, and therefore we can rely on the testimony of these people. So Gemara says, "Umi mai." So how do you know that's a good proof? That's not the reason why we believe them, not because there's a chazaka that the house is checked, but Delma shani hacha mishum dekamri honey atu ami bekum to amri honey. How do you read that? One second. Meaning Adamri Hani. What do you mean? Maybe over here, right, they said they saw the house being checked. Meaning, so it's nothing to do with that they're a chaver. It's nothing to do with Amma Aretz chaver. No, we have people, we have testimony. Yes, they're not good for actual testimony, but for some things they're good. And for believing that a woman's husband died or whatever. So maybe they just said so. So therefore, we believe them. Right? It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a chazaka that these houses are checked. So Gemara says, well, atu amira dehani midi meshashayis bay. Well, is the testimony of these people worth anything? Like, technically, not really. Right? They're not allowed to be to testify to based in. It must be that we assume that this is a chazaka that the house has already been checked. So Gemara says, well, maybe not. Elamai dechazkasko baduk. Right? Hay akol ne'manim. Right? Why does it say hakol ne'manim that everybody is believed to say that the house has been checked? Hakol batim bechazes bedukim erbasar mebayilei. It should have said, what's the real reason? It should have said all houses we have a presumption that they've been checked, and therefore the edus of these people are as valid. That's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says hakol ne'manim. Everybody's believed. It seems to imply that the testimony, the edus of these three people, right, is what's crucial here. It's not because there's an underlying backstory that we assume all houses are checked, therefore we believe them. That's not what the Brisa said. So Gemara says elamai mishum amira. So, well, Dahani, what? So you tell me that the reason, the real reason is because these people said so. Hello, Amri Hani, lo? Well, if they didn't say anything, maybe not. Meaning, if the only reason we believe them is because they said something. But if they didn't say anything, and you're just at a house, you're staring at an apartment, and you have no idea whether it's checked or not, implying that Tishvu Minim, the Einchaz Kasu Baduk. Right? Meaning, if the only reason we believe that a place has been checked is because someone said something, even if it's a woman or if an eved or a katan. If there was no such statement, apparently that we believe that we assume the house was not checked. Right? So apparently, this brisa not only does it not teach us that the houses are checked, maybe it teaches us that the houses aren't. We assume that ein chazkas obadik, that most houses are not checked. So Gemara says lo laolam ein lechazkas obadik. No, really, no. We assume that all houses have been checked. When you get there on the 14th, they were checked the night before. What's the case? Here, the case is, you have a chazaka. You know, for whatever reason, that it was not checked. And now, one of these three people said that, no, it wasn't checked, but we checked it. Meaning, the wife, the servant, the kid, comes and says, yeah, inechanami is a chazaka that wasn't checked, but I'm telling you, I checked it. You might have thought, lo lehem nenu rabbanan. So you might have thought, well, we don't believe these people when we have a chazaka and we have an assumption that the house was not already checked. So kamash malan. So therefore, this brisa teaches us that came with the bidikas chometz midir rabbanan. Who, right? Since bidikas chometz is midir rabbanan, and this is the line the first host was quoted a couple of days ago, the midaraisa bittul ba'amasagilei, because midaraisa you don't really need to do bittul, right? To get rid of your you don't need to do bidika from midaraisa from the Torah. All you need to do is bittul. You have to just nullify your chometz and declare it ownerless. So therefore, hemnu rabbanan bidir rabbanan, Chazal were believed these people. For the Rabbanan. Meaning for a din de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan believed these people regarding the din de Rabbanan. Okay. Iboy Luhu. Now, once we have settled that, so then Hamaskir Bais the Chavir Becheskes Baduk. Now, if we assume that all houses have been checked, so now let's say if someone rents an apartment to a friend, and we assume that it's been checked, Umatso She'enu Baduk. And we find out that it was not actually checked. Mahu, what's the din? Havi kamekachtos or lo? Is that going to be considered a mekachtos? A mekachtos is simply if you have a transaction and you paid for A, you paid for something and you assumed you were getting X, and you ended up with Y. So, right, you paid for an apple and you got an orange. Or in this case, let's say you paid for a checked house and you got an unchecked house. Now, the din is by mekachtos, if it was really you paid for a two-story house and ended up with a one-story house, right? So then the whole sale is null and void. You can just get your money back. So that's the question over here. Can you get your money back and kind of like, is it a mekachtos? Is it literally means a mistaken sale, right? Or not? I mean, or you can't demand your money back. So Tashma, the Debraisa, the Amar Avayi says, Lomi Bayi Ba'astra, the Lo Yavi Agra, Ubad Chude Nichli Le'inish Le'kiwi Mitzvah. Right? Lo boy ba'asra. Don't ask me a question. In a neighborhood, the lo yoyve agra ubodku, that they don't pay other people to search to do bedikas chametz. Meaning, don't ask me this question in a place where everybody does their own bedika, because people like to do the mitzvos on their own. Right? The nichle the initial kiyum mitzvah gavay. Meaning, that, and therefore, even though right, the guy would be very happy to rent a house that was not rented, that was not checked for chametz, because he's happy to do it himself, right? That's the nearby, that's the custom. Everybody does their own bedika. Ela fil ba'asra diyav ve'igri ubadku. But even in a place where people will pay others to do bedikas chametz for you, right? Still, tanichli le'inshu the kumi mitzvah b'mamone, people will be very happy to pay someone else to do the bedika. So therefore, we're going to say that, meaning, it's not going to be a mekach tos, because even if he would have had to pay someone, he would be very happy to do a mitzvah with his money. Halavai, again, halavai, second time today, halavai, we should get to that level. Okay, it's not hasam, we learned the Mishnah. And this is the machlokes we quoted earlier, just in passing. Rabbi Meir Omer, ochlin kol chamish v'sofrim b'tchilas shesh. You can eat chametz the entire fifth hour of the day. Just to explain quickly, right? Hours in Jewish law, right? We did this in Brachos, are not fixed. They're shows manios. It depends on sunrise and sundown. Basically, you take sunrise and sundown and the amount of time between the two and divide by 12. And that's how you get one halachic hour. So into the, when we say kol chamesh, all of the fifth hour of the day, right? That's technically on a perfect 6 to 6 day when each hour is literally an hour long. So this is between 11 and 12, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9. No, sorry, 9 to 10. This is 10 to 11. I apologize. This is 10 to 11 in the morning. And then you would start burning at the beginning of the sixth hour, which would be 11:01 a.m. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ochlin kol arba. No, you can eat up until the end of the fourth hour. V'tolin kol chamesh, and you literally means you hang the chametz, meaning it's nishtaher nishtaher. You don't burn it, but you don't eat it. Rashi says you are allowed to give it to animals to eat. And then at that point, v'sorfin t'chilas shesh, and then you burn it. Right, they agree that you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. D'kuli alma mia chametz m'sheish shalos ulamala. But regardless, as we mentioned, both according to Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, that from the sixth hour and on, right, chametz is aser, right? Meaning after the sixth hour, right, at 12 o'clock, it's aser, right? Meaning at 12 o'clock in the sixth to sixth day, at the end of the sixth hour, that's when the iser chametz hits. That's midaraisa. Meaning that, and the Gemara asked me, Nolan, how do you know that that's true? Now, why do we assume that that's a halacha? So, if you look at Rashi, right, de'i lo mitzar ad orta, right, if it was only usher, up until, meaning if the first time which chametz was usher was nightfall on the, when the yantav started, la v'gazir bay, lo havu'gazir bay, to be yamama lalele de l'otoy inshi, there would have been no need to extend the isser chametz earlier. Right, again, according to either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, right, both of them, just depends on how long, but both of them have an Isser D'Rabbanan, an Erev Pesach, to eat chametz earlier than when the actual Isser hits. Right, again, the Isser hits at the end of the sixth hour. According to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to eat, right? You're allowed to eat up until the end of the fifth hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the end of the fourth hour. But those are D'Rabbanan Isurim. Chazal would not have had to make an Isser D'Rabbanan of Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach if the first time that you were not allowed to eat Chametz was nightfall, because no one gets confused between day and night. So people might get confused between 10 and 11 in the morning, or more accurately, 10 and 12 in the morning, or 11 and 12. So the Gemara assumes that it must be that it's Usser in the middle of the day. And Chazal kind of backed it up just a little bit to make sure you didn't miss this zman. So that's why we assume that there's an Isser. The question is, where do you get that from? Minalan, where do you see that in the pasuk? So Rabbi says, trade kroik sivi. There are two psukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Shema shamim sor lo yimatzi b'vateichem. 7 days, you can't find leaven, L-E-A-V-E-N. That's in your house. Ksiv, and the pasuk says, ach b'yam arishon tashbisu shorami b'vateichem. And on the first day, you have to get rid of the leaven, the chametz, from your house. So okay, so how does that work? L'rabos arbas or l'bir. That includes the 14th, meaning because if it's 7 days, 7 days. What do you need to tell me about the first day? Obviously, if it's also on all 7 days, you don't need to tell me. You have to get rid of it on the first day. So it must be that you have to get rid of it before the first day. And therefore, l'rabos arbas or l'bir, that tells me that the 14th is a point when you burn the chametz. Ve'imar l'rabos lele chamishas alabir. Aye, so why don't you say that you should burn it on the night of the 15th, meaning on Pesach night? Because you might have thought to say yamim ksiv yamim in leilas lo, that meaning that it's mutter that chametz is usher during the day, but not usher at night. So the kamash malas, the pasuk therefore says afilu leilos, right? That mean even nighttime, meaning. Why don't you say, why isn't that the drasha? Meaning, why don't you say that the pasuk is teaching, the second pasuk here, ach beyon rishon, that is also included, that is including nighttime and not the 14th. Meaning, the first pasuk said, shivas yomim, 7 days you can't have chametz. Maybe it's like, lahavdil elef alfei hevdelos, but like the Muslims fast in Ramadan, they fast during the day and they eat at night. We have it also on regular fast days, you know, not the serious ones. So maybe the Isra Achila, from that pasuk it seems, maybe it's just during the daytime, but we can actually eat chametz at night. So maybe the second pasuk should be telling us, no, it's usur for you to eat chametz at night as well. So Gemara says, no, ha'ulo tzrichale, right, you don't need to teach me that from the pasuk. Because we connect getting rid of chametz to eating chametz, meaning those two are connected. We also connect eating chametz to eating matzah, since you have to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, obviously. So it's obvious that you know, you can't have chametz, and therefore, if you can't have chametz, you must destroy it before that. Okay, so it can't be that the pasuk is talking about nighttime as opposed to daytime. Okay, either way, we'll go weiter in this whole drasha tomorrow because we are at the end of the daf. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.